I'd like to call the November 19th meeting of the WPCA committee to order at 6:33 in the PM. We could do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
To the flag,
of the
the
United
United
States of America,
States of America, and to the
to the
Republic
Republic for which it
for which it
stands,
stands, one
one
nation
nation,
under
under
God,
God, indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice for
justice
all.
for all.
Thank you. Roll call. I am here. Mr. Miani, not present at this time. Mr. Curtis.
Here.
And Ms. Strickland.
Here.
Showing three of us present, we do have a quorum to continue on. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections, and adoptions of the, or we will adopt the agenda? Any additions, deletions, or corrections? I am going to make just a wording correction on number 12 in the executive session. It's air quality assessment, but personnel issue. So it is a personnel issue that would be discussed. That was my mistake for not adding it to the agenda correctly. We will do that under executive session. Do I have a motion to adopt agenda as written?
Motion.
Do I have a second on the motion?
Would second, Charlie, would that be an amendment to the agenda?
It's a correction to the agenda. It falls under
Okay.
correction for the just wording.
Okay. Okay.
Any
Okay.
further discussion on the agenda? All in favor of approving the agenda as written? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none. So carries. All right. Public portion. Public portion. If anybody from the
Good
public would
evening.
like to
Good
speak.
evening. My name is Marcin Kuczynski. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Marcin, could you just give us your home address for us?
Yes. I am at 216-218 Minerva Street in Derby. What I wanted to just kind of raise, I've been to the WPCA building and I spoke, I believe, with Mr. Bell. I had a house fire last year and my water in sewage has been cut off since last December. And I've been getting charged for a capital and a sewer fee. And I would like to see or inquire if I could pause that for the time being as my house is being rebuilt and there's no certificate of occupancy issued for it. And I would also want like to inquire if I could maybe possibly get a reimbursement for what I already paid for the 2025 portion already.
So that is some excellent questions there, sir. I could tell
Yes.
you the so you
Go
you
ahead.
you probably aren't paying the technically a sewer fee because he's not using the water, Ed. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but the capital assessment is on every household in the town, and that's based upon the referendum that was passed several years ago.
Okay.
But I will I'll tell you what, if you can do me a favor and submit your request in writing, date of the fire, and if you have any total amounts, and pass that on to Ed, I will put that past the town's attorney for a legal aspect or a legal ruling on this to try to help you out, okay?
Okay, thank you. Do I submit all of this in mail or
Yeah, if you
email
could just,
or
if you want to email, I actually I would call the WPCA tomorrow, and Mr. Abel, if you could just shoot probably my email and your email to him, I have no problem with that. And once again, just stating the details and how much you
okay.
spent year to date based upon when the fire was, and we'll get the town attorney right on it. Okay, I will forward it to him personally.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, sir. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? Anybody else from the public that like to speak? And one more time, anybody from the public that would like to speak? Hearing none, we will close the public portion. Item number six, the approval of the minutes. They are being worked on. We did have a discussion today, so I'll skip over that one, but we should have some shortly. Item number seven, time for the Ferrari again. We're going to jump into the Weston and Sampson report.
All right.
Mr. Mack,
how you doing today?
Is this tires for the Prius for you? Because Bob takes the Ferrari home.
This is gas money for the 2011 Honda CRV.
Excellent, excellent. Glad to see we can support something.
There you go. I'm going to run through Bob's monthly engineering report, and then as I move through it, I'll do my best to answer your questions, and then I think we'll have a little more of a discussion about the big project towards the end. So for the Route 34 sewer project, I don't have much of an update on that right now. The II removal project, point repairs were completed on Laurel Lane, and 9 manhole frames and covers were raised on David Humphreys Road. For the NPDES permit renewal, we haven't heard any kind of an update from the state on the review, how that's going. They seem to be very slow on those approvals. The aeration blower project, we do have a small update on that. That was submitted to United Illuminating for the grant funding. They sent that application for a third-party review because it's a very technical grant application. But the grant incentive amount we applied for, it was not $135,000. Our ask is $234,700. So we're waiting to hear back from them on the next steps, and if they had any third party review questions, to assist with answering those. For the Naugatuck River siphon area restoration, the big news for this month is the soil scientist completed the wetland report, which will be submitted to the DEP and local inland wetland watercourse commission. We are developing the design documents, and then kind of very last minute news we just found out this afternoon is the surveyor wants to be out there on Friday to start surveying the site, so we can incorporate that into design documents. Now the big project. So for our 30% design documents for the wastewater treatment plant upgrade, we wrapped those up and hit basically the holding pattern on the plan set on Halloween. And then we met with Ed and his staff down at the plant on November 4th to go over that document. That was a pretty hefty stack of paper. I think we're probably around 270 pages of drawings for that already. Exciting news about the project is we received the Connecticut DEP approval on October 23rd for the wastewater facility plan. After more than a little bit of waiting for that to happen. And I guess it kind of coincides that the DEEP will be releasing the final payment to the city's account for $4,975.47. Because we prioritized wrapping up the plan set, the drawings at the end of October, we are working on the cost estimate right now. The three major parts of the cost estimate we have are the architectural and then the process. The structural, I'm ashamed to say, was in the best shape, and they're pretty much done. Architectural gave us a cost estimate of the entire project. We're asking them to break it out for the different major components of the project. And then process, we have all the equipment costs, and we're basically just measuring up pipe lengths when there's a lot of pipe. And then organizing it by the different parts of the project. and we are working that up for you, because that's been a big question for the board, the commission here, but it's been a big question of ours as well. It's like, what's the dang thing going to cost? So we are looking we are looking to get that number quickly. It's a lot of addition to put it all together. We want to set up a meeting with the DEP in early December to kind of talk about, it's kind of strange to say a kickoff meeting, but to talk about where we are in the design process, moving forward with the value engineering services from a third party, and then also talking about, we'll probably get into talking about what the project schedule is looking like and funding and items such as that. So that's in the works to get that set up before we get into December vacation time. That's the goal. And then the last big item for the treatment plant upgrade that we have right now is, I'm not sure if everybody saw, there was a bid package, probably about 6 or 7 pages for to put out on the street to solicit for value engineering services for the treatment plant project, where a third party engineering firm kind of comes in, looks at the plan set, looks at the basis of design report, cost estimate, and then after everything's presented to them through a workshop, they kind of go back and try to think, you know, fresh set of eyes, where are there ways, opportunities to save costs and be more, create more value from an outside perspective, from someone who's not, like, you know, in the weeds looking at this thing day after day.
We actually, Matt, we actually have that at item number 12, if you want
Perfect.
to discuss it further there.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. If you don't
I
mind
don't
waiting
have much
around a
more
little
to
bit.
I don't have much more to sell on it than that, but
Well, then go ahead and we'll just kind of brush over it at the.
So those are my those were the big action items for the month. Let me know if you, what kind of questions you might have, or how did I do in Mr. Tedeschi's place?
Well, I'm personally going first here. I'm kind of happy with the aeration blower. The grant we're looking for is 200 and some odd thousand, 100,000 more than what we have listed here. But I is that the cost of a new Prius these days?
A
I'm
Prius.
not 100% sure, but a
Got a
good my
nice Volvo for that much. Yeah.
yeah my woof. My
Charlie, you won't even pull over a Prius. In your day, you won't even pull over a Prius, so.
I used to have a Chevy Chevette there, Mr. Curtis. Let's
All right. All right. All right.
we called it the Corvette, the four-cylinder Corvette. I do have one question actually in the siphon area restoration. Have we approached Metro North in regards to accessing that area? Or how does that work?
Well,
Well,
we had a meeting with them, and we're still just gathering information. And then once we know what we're going to move forward with, then we contact them, and they kind of set everything up with us as well.
okay. All right. And I'm assuming that Connecticut DOT is the ones we'll actually have to work with, because Metro North technically rents the tracks from Connecticut DOT. They manage the tracks.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep my thoughts straight here. Thank you. Does anybody else have any questions in regards to the monthly engineering report?
Not I.
Excellent. Hearing none. Thank you, Matt. Oh boy. I'm pretty sure I know what comes next. Weston and Sampson invoices. So Matt, you're up again. You're up again.
Me unmute here. Okay.
Actually, this is the facility plan approval, the letter that you were discussing, the approval.
There's a couple
Second.
things in the packet we sent over. There was the letter we sent over, and then there was basically it looked like a cash flow summary with month invoicing totals.
Oh
But
yeah.
everything looks current. And then we have the new invoices that are also attached. There's a couple of them.
All right, so basically for October, you're looking for $137,800. This would be the invoice here. Do I have a motion to pay Sampson and Weston and Sampson invoice number 112504 10 the amount of $137,800?
Motion to pay.
Motion by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Do I have any discussion on the motion? Basically, this is for the upgrade design. So, just to, as a side note, this would come out of the referendum monies, not out of our operating budget.
Yes,
Any
sir.
other discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries.
Charlie, I'm just gonna let you know, we're only seeing the monthly agenda. We're not seeing you scrolling. So you're only sharing the agenda.
I'm only sharing the, say that again.
You're only sharing the agenda. You're not sharing the worksheet.
Hang on a second.
Thank you. I mean,
My
usually
mistake.
you're pretty good at keeping up, but just
Listen, somebody got to keep me in check here. That better?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. All right. We just went through the $137,000 one. Now we are at the phase six INI removal program, an invoice in the amount of $3,200, which does come out of our operating budget. I will make a motion that we pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 112504 28 for $3,200. Do I have a second on the motion?
Second.
Second. Do I have any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Matt's smile's getting bigger. All right. The next one is the siphon repair. And do I have a motion to pay Weston and Sampson invoice number 112504 29 in the amount of $8,800?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Curtis. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Bill carries. I'm going to flip real quick. The next item on our agenda is the superintendent report. Why don't you have at it, Mr. Abel, and just know that the last two items on this report are actually under new business, so we'll bring them up there.
Yes, sir. For the collection system in October of 2025, we responded to a total of 64 call before you dig tickets with one emergency ticket. We also responded to a total of three call outs with two emergency after hours call outs. For the treatment plant, we had an average daily flow of 1.05 million gallons per day with a total flow of 32.69 million gallons and a max daily flow of 2.25 million gallons a day. We had our average annual nitrogen at 35 pounds per day, below our permit limit of 71, which brought our annual average down to 72.7. And as of the first 2 weeks of this month, our annual average is now down within range at 70 pounds per day. So if we can keep up what we're doing, we'll be under permit. Fingers crossed that continues to happen.
Two
Excellent.
months, right?
Yes, sir. The average effluent BOD is 4.1 milligrams per liter, with an average suspended solids of 3 milligrams per liter and an average turbidity of 1.6. For maintenance, we had the West clarifier taken offline for maintenance and cleaning. The West clarifier section of the baffle and brackets were replaced as well. Routine maintenance completed for the aeration basin mixers. Routine maintenance completed for the secondary clarifier motors. And lastly, routine maintenance completed for the building heating units getting ready for the wintertime. In general, we had an average percent solids for July with the new press of 24.6. We're continuing to work with FEMA for disaster damage assistance for the East Derby siphon, as we're continuing to work with DEP, CTDOT, and Metro North for all the proper permits for the East Derby siphon repair. As Mr. Chair pointed out, we have the plant pickup truck replacement and the air quality assessment, which we will be discussing later on.
And well, actually, my mistake, Mr. Abel. We will be discussing plant pickup truck replacement under new business, but the air quality assessment we can discuss under your report. The executive session is only the personnel issue that.
Oh, I'm sorry. In
So, my
October,
mistake.
no problem. My
So I'm just
apologies.
going to, nope, I'm going to skip down to the air quality assessment, the limited indoor air quality assessment report. The only thing I would say is, and we have this in our packet, and I mean, I read it, and it's a lot of stuff that I technically do get and don't get, but well, if it's all right with the committee, I would like Ed to say, hey, we did this. This is what it looks at. And then I'd like to just jump to kind of recommendations based upon this report. You guys want to go through this 32 thing page by page, or I don't think we need to. I think the recommendations of this report are the parts that we as a committee should be addressing.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ed. Charles, I kind of did the same thing. I went to, you know, what their recommendation was. I didn't even go through all the beginning of it. It's just their procedure. But I agree with you. I think we just need to look at the recommendations.
Ms. Strickland, do you have a problem with that?
No, that sounds good.
All right. You probably know more about this stuff than I do, but so Mr. Abel, you ran an air quality assessment report. Just give us the highlight of what stuff they kind of look at, and then we're gonna just jump down to and everybody hopefully can see me scrolling,
Absolutely.
but
So October 8th, we contracted Foust O'Neill to come out and do an air quality assessment. I'm happy to report that there were no major issues found. Everything was very minor. No mold or growth spores anywhere. No H2S gases that were prevalent. The only thing is, you know, a couple of the older buildings, you know, the humidity was a little bit out of range. They think a lot of it had to do with the conditions of that day. They were rainy and humid. The only things that they had mentioned moving forward is, you know, putting dehumidifiers in some of the locations that had higher humidity levels, which we're already looking into commercial dehumidifiers to get.
all right. So the first recommendation, they talk about the exhaust fan should be kept operating within the press room because of the smell and the combustible gases. Have you addressed that? Is it procedure now to keep that exhaust fan on, or are we coming up with some other method of moving air through the press room?
No, the exhaust fan has always been on. The issue that arose was the makeup intake air into there because unless there's fresh air coming in, it's not really, even the exhaust fan on is just kind of moving the air around. It's not really taking anything out. So we're putting a procedure in place, which all the guys know about now, is we have to open the garage door, even if it's only a foot, to get that air coming, that fresh air coming in, so it vents it out properly. The problem that we were running into before is some guys would open up the garage door, some guys wouldn't because the cost of heating that location was always kind of up in debate. But now we are doing it.
Excellent. How about the hot air furnace in the press room? Do we fix the return
Yes,
air filter?
we put a filter in right away. That day when
You're...
he mentioned it, we had to put in the next day.
That didn't come out of Matt's cut from Weston and Sampson, right? Excellent.
think it
The
did,
$15
actually.
filter, not at all.
Rainwater entering the press room. It says that you could easily fix this by adding a small rain diverter on the roof. Was this taken care of?
Not yet. We're still looking into how exactly we're going to do that.
Excellent. So we're looking into it. I'm good with it. Primary building, basement plumbing storage room leaks in the overhead cast iron waste pipe needs repair. Do we have a
Very good.
temporary repair till we get a new building?
Yes, sir. Temporary, permanent.
Secondary building decommissioned drum thickener tank remains half full. Did we address that one?
That is taken care of. Yes, sir.
And you actually touched upon this one with opening the door, but the SOP to leave a some sort of manual opening for window or door. So I'm good with
Yes,
all
sir.
that. So does anybody have any other questions or concerns in regards to the recommendations of this air quality report?
Think it looks relatively simple and having an SOP, and that's about it. I don't, for the condition of the building, I don't think we did too bad.
Not at all.
Yeah, I would. My whole household would have probably flunked that test after reading that 32 pages of what they come in and do. But as long as they're being addressed, I'm very happy with it. Thank you, Ed.
Yes,
Appreciate
sir.
it. Mary, anything on this recommendations?
Nope. As long as they're being addressed, that's really my concern too. So, sounds good.
Thank you, Mr. And all right. Next item on the report. I don't see Brian here. We do have not only the check register, but also the budget report. Let me slide back up real quick. Was there any questions in regards to the check register report? All the big payouts basically were the normal ones to Weston and Sampson. I didn't see anything else that really jumped out at me. But Kelly knows these parts better than I do.
No, I don't see anything. I went over them quick. I think they're just standard operating expenses.
Yeah. And as far as the budget report goes, and I looked at it, and Ed, you're gonna have to tell me if we're, Brian's not here, but I mean you know these numbers by heart, and it kind of looked to me like we were kind of on target, still only 4 months into the fiscal year.
To me, it looks pretty good. Yes, sir.
Anybody else see anything during the in the budget that might bring them some concern?
The only thing I was looking for a line item for vehicle replacement. I thought we had something in there. I mean, vehicle maintenance, I see. But I thought we still had a line item in there. I know when we were setting the budget last spring, when I see this come up about a new service truck, I know I did mention that we need to start putting a kitty together to replace some of these vehicles. And did we ever do it, or was it something we were just going to create when we needed it? I can't remember what we did in the spring.
From my recollection, it was something that we had already set up and were funding.
But I don't see it on the, I don't see it on the list. Maybe we're missing a page of this, but I thought we were too. The only thing I see is vehicle maintenance
Yeah, I
and
see that down below.
20,000. But that one, I don't know.
Eddie, can you just follow up with Brian during the week to see if we are missing it, and if not, I can always check through the minutes to look for that too.
Yes,
Because
sir.
the last thing that we just finished off paying was, I think, one of the brush hog. Isn't that the last thing that we no, it must have been the camera. It was the camera truck, and I think that was up this year.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Well,
I'm
yeah.
surprised.
I mean, least so we know we got the well, we got the play with for this.
Yeah, either that or it doesn't I mean, it should it, stuff like that should fall under a capital account.
Yeah.
For replacement of vehicles, because it's a basically a one-time capital expense. But yeah, Ed, if you could just follow Brian and ask him if we're missing something, an item in here from his
report.
The only
thing I see is the only thing I see is capital reserves, but I don't think that's it. All the way at the end.
Yeah. Well, the capital reserve was that $200,000 that we were going to move into the revolving fund to replace the camera truck, because we know it's going to be like $1 million.
All right. Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking then. So there is something in place.
I know it was for the camera truck. I just don't know about any pickup trucks. And
I don't think it was for the camera truck. It was for the Vactor.
Oh, the Vactor. I'm sorry. Yes.
My
mistake.
That's right.
Vactor.
So, yeah, I think that is the one we're referring to, but I'll double check with Mr. Hall.
Yeah, because that $1 million number you just said, Charles, that's what a Vactor truck's gonna cost. So
can we hook it onto a ladder truck? dual duties out of it.
Yeah. Call it a Pierce.
Suck the fire out. All right. Any question? Any further questions on the budget numbers?
I don't.
Ms. Strickland, anything? Okay. All right. Next on our agenda is item number 9A, the last retainage payment for approval for the rotary press upgrades. And that was right here. Ed, if you just want to speak to that.
Sure. This is, like Mr. Sampson had said, this is the last retainage for the press for the Motto Construction Company. The current amount is $35,165.01.
And I'm pretty, this is like the third or fourth, right, Ed?
Yes, sir. This is the last one. It got submitted in July, but for some reason, this one just slipped through the cracks somehow.
All right. No Ferrari over there. Does it come out because those blower motors are being used? Do we run this out of capital or do we run this out of referendum?
This is referendum because this was part of a facilities upgrade.
Okay. So I will make a motion that we pay the Motto Construction Company for their invoice of $35,165.01. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Is there any discussion on the motion? And the total will be the $703,000 we got the bid for on those motors. So, hearing done, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. Make a note there, Mr. Abel, so we pass it along to Mr. Hall and get these bills paid. No old business, new business. Mr. Abel, replacement of a 2008 pickup truck. There's nothing in the packet about it, so why don't you give us a rundown?
Sure. So we have a 2008 Dodge Ram. It has well past seen better days. It's starting to rust out. The body and the frame have some rust issues. We try to keep it in as good a condition as we can, but it's seen its better days. So I'm requesting to go out to the state bid website to build a new truck.
Is that a... Oh,
go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
I'm just, is this a plow truck for the plant also?
This particular vehicle did not have a plow on it. The new one that we're looking to get will have one on it. So we can have a pickup truck for the plant with a plow on it and a pickup truck that the mechanics use to go to the pump stations that will also have a plow on it.
All right. So you are looking at four-wheel drive then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're
Is
looking
this
somewhere at the F-250 with a plow.
okay?
And have you looked at the DAS website for the state and see if they have any bids currently open for pickup trucks? I just looked the other day for police cars, so I know they got those out there.
We haven't been on it in a while, so we had to submit an email to DAS requesting ability to be able to get back online to get into it to check. So we're
Okay.
just waiting to hear back from them. But it's not as easy as it used to be to navigate through.
No.
So you need some help on that because I couldn't figure it out the other day when I was looking at it.
Yeah, no, trust me. I did the same thing. It took me about 30 minutes to just type in Ford SUV and finally have the contract pop up that's available through the state. But just for everybody's knowledge on the board, if you do or do not know, as long as the state has a current contract for the type of vehicle that Mr. Abel is looking for, we are not relegated to go out to bid for the vehicle. Because the state has already done that for us. If Mr. Abel cannot find the type of vehicle that he's looking for on a state bid, then we will have to put an RFP together and go out to bid for that. We will also have to get finance involved to look at the payment, and that's the discussion we just had in regards to a capital payment for this vehicle. So, Ed, I would say if you get on the DAS site, find the truck that you want, put it together with the options that you want. Even if it doesn't come with a plow and we need to purchase a plow, we have a, and I will find out exactly, but I'm 99% sure that we upped it to like 10 or 15 grand grace period without having to go out to bid. So we won't have to go out to bid for the plow, but I will double check on that with town hall. During the week, unless you're over there and you can ask Brian, I'm pretty sure he would know. If you slap it together and bring it back to us next meeting, I'll keep it on under old business.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey Ed, have you ever dealt, Ed, have you ever dealt with Warren Rapp?
Northwest
I
Hills.
think it's Ginja. Yes, I know I've bought all my vehicles straight through him, and we always got the state bid. I don't know whether it's any cheaper than what you know the what you're talking about or not, but you know he'll pretty much build whatever you want, and I think he does Fords and Chevys, but Ford is who we always hooked up with. And again, it was state bid. We didn't have to put anything together. It was a or state price, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It's just something to think about. Yeah, Northwest Hills. I couldn't think of it. It's, the name changes a couple times in there.
Do
But
you have a contact person in number?
and I'll
you know what?
we yeah,
Okay.
we do our police cars through there.
Okay.
So I forward the information to the deputy chief. I'll find out who the deputy chief talks to and I'll get that over to you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, we
And
get all our
Ed,
police.
do you think if this is going to be your mechanics truck, do you think you'd want to, instead of putting toolboxes on it, look into a lightweight, not a lightweight, but a smaller utility body?
So we have a couple vehicles that are going to need to be replaced in the next few years. We have a 1999 crane truck, and we need to get that replaced as well. However, it would be more beneficial for us if we wait until the new plant is constructed before we build the crane truck that we're looking for, because we can build it now with what we need around the plant, but because the plant's going to change, it's not worth it. We want to do it right the first time, so we're going to wait. My thought
Okay.
was that when we do the crane truck, that's when we're going to do a crane, we're going to do a utility body, and that will solely be the mechanics truck, so they could take it out, do what they need to do, keep their tools in it. So then people aren't going out, different trucks, different tools, things are getting lost, misplaced. It'll just be for
Yeah.
the mechanics.
Okay. Sounds fair.
Anything else, Ms. Strickland, on the going up to look at a pickup truck? Excellent. Excellent. All right. So item number 12B. Thank you, Ed, by the way. Item number 12B is the Western and Sampson approval to go out to bid for the value engineering firm for the new plant upgrade. I'm pretty sure, Matt, we went over that at the end of the report. Does anybody have any questions? It's out to bid already, or is it ready to go out to bid?
It's ready to go out to bid. The draft version, we just have to fill in some dates and times is that's really where we're at. But all the text is complete.
Okay, I will entertain a motion to allow Wesson and Sampson to go out to bid for a value engineering firm for the new plant upgrade. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Ms. Strickland. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. Go get them, Matt.
Will do.
Yeah, the lower the better. I don't, these tires are getting out of control. Excellent. All right. The next is going to be executive session to talk about a personnel matter in regards to the air quality assessment. So, your choice, Matt. I'm going to move into executive set, make motion to move into executive session. If you want to stick around, there's really nothing after this for you, so you can go do what you need to do. And if Mr. Garfalo could stop the recording and make sure nobody else is around for us, it'd be greatly appreciated. So I'll make a motion to move into executive session. Do I have a second? Oh, I'm inviting Mr. Abel, by the way.
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Okay.
And that'll be
Aye.
Ms. Strickland, Mr. Abel, Mr. Curtis, and myself.
And Ms. Strickland too.
Yes.
Okay, so well, what I'm going to do is, and just note the time, Mr. Chair.
The current time is 7:15.
7:15. Okay, so we're going to. Just for the record, we're going to pause the recording, and if anybody is in the way in the meeting who's not in the executive session, we'll move them to the waiting room, and then when the executive session is over, we'll bring everybody back in, and then you can either take action if you need to or adjourn at that point.
All right.
All right.
Do you want me to?
No,
You gonna?
I'm going to pause the recording, and then I'll move everybody in, but I can't really see it. Maybe there might not be anybody else in. So hold on one
Yeah, I
second.
don't see anybody.
Hold on.
Thank you, Mr. Garofalo. I would like to make a motion that we turn to regular session from executive session at 7:35 hours. Do I have a second on that motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Strickland. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any
Aye.
opposed? Hearing none. We are back at the regular session. Thank you. Item 14A, there's no action from executive session. So item 15, motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Curtis. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any
Aye.
opposed? Hearing none. Next meeting is December 17th. Hopefully you all have a great turkey day.
You too.
Guys,
You as well. You and your families.
Happy
You that.
Thanksgiving, everybody. See you
You
soon.
too, Mark.
Have
All
a
right.
good
Yeah.
holiday.
You too. Bye.